Welcome to Centennial Journeys, tales from along the road to statehood and beyond, in commemoration of New Mexico's 2012 centennial. I'm your host, Claude Stevenson. The story of Doc Noss's lost treasure of Victoria Peak played out in the press and in the courts for most of the 1970s. There were so many claimants to the treasure that it was hard to keep track. An enterprising fellow named Norm Scott of Expeditions Unlimited put together a consortium of the most credible claimants, along with a proposal to mine the peak. In 1977, Missile Range officials allowed Operation Goldfinger to go forward with yet another search for the lost treasure. It was a very big deal. Reporters from the New York Times, Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, London Daily Mail, Newsweek, Time Magazine, Rolling Stone, and the National Enquirer showed up along with television crews, including 60 Minutes with Dan Rather. Of course, nothing was found. It should be pointed out that, by this time, the amount and value of the lost treasure had grown exponentially from what Doc Noss had initially reported in 1939. The story was next featured on Unsolved Mysteries in 1990 and spawned a new generation of treasure seekers and conspiracy theorists. By now, it was common parlance that the Army had stolen the treasure years earlier. In 1992, Missile Range officials allowed the Ovanos Family Partnership, under the direction of her heirs, to conduct yet another expedition to recover the treasure. A seismic study mapped the mountain and purportedly found a cavern, but repeated boreholes failed to open it. Centennial Journeys are made possible by the Office of the State Historian, New Mexico Arts, a division of the Department of Cultural Affairs, and K1M in Albuquerque.